Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Sabina Miller from Great Neck. And it's always a pleasure to be with Sabina on the radio.
Thank you.
In person, it's a different story because there's no holes barred. Sabina says whatever she wants. On the radio, at least I know she's good. And of course, this is the Christina Lou Show. And what Christina Lou Show could ever be without me asking a question of the co-host? Do you know what the significance of 140 is in the world of Northampton, in the world in general?
140. Would you believe, I know you're not going to believe this, I am speechless. I don't know.
Finally did it. All right, guys, we can go home now.
It's been 140 days since Christina's birthday. So this is the 140th day anniversary of Christina's birthday. It's a celebration.
Wow, I'm ready for, are we having cake?
That's right, but I think we should start. As we get close to the countdown, we'll just have cake.
The midway point, we'll do cake.
Yes.
At the midway point, which is, we have 225 days, so we'll have to figure out the midway point. It's coming up. It'll probably be around the same time as the conference.
Yeah, there you go. We'll tie it all together. But, you know, there's tons of stuff going on still in the town. Where the building department is offering their summer mobile evening office hours. And it's really amazing. You have the opportunity to sit with the building advocate, Lauren Suma, who really is absolutely amazing. And that was one of the things Supervisor Bosworth enacted when she came into service. She made sure, you know, that there was a lot of building questions that were always coming up. And Lauren knows a lot about it, and she'll sit down with you, and you could ask her all kinds of questions. So it's really an asset, I think, to the town, because I know, you know, being a homeowner, how confusing it can get. What permits do you need? You know, what kind of documents? So there's going to be actually on Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hillside Public Library. Lauren will be there with some other people on hand from the building department. Just assisting you with any questions. You can bring whatever papers you have, anything you have, she can help you with. And then also, another one will be on Thursday, August 27th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Shelter Rock Library.
Oh, the Shelter Rock.
Yeah, so there we go. It ties in.
And Hillside's another one. I assume that has been revamped in the last 5 or 6 years, because it's another beautiful library.
It's really, it's absolutely stunning. So that's what I said. You know, I just think it's great, you know, because in this segment, we're able to sit there. You know, we talked about parks, community services, Department of Services for Aging, and now here's the building department. And each department is really trying to, you know, engage the community and let everyone, all residents, be heard, and especially the seniors. So it's really,
you know what it is? It seems the town is alive. And everybody, commissioner per department on down, everybody owns their job. They're taking responsibility, and they're coming up with ideas. And the deputies are going to commissioners and say, we should do this. And they're being heard, and they're saying, good idea. I mean, for the housing to be going on the road, so to speak, it's like, let's be in front of any questions you have.
Well, I think with the advent of Project Independence, seniors were no different than somebody who was 50, 38, you know, we weren't set aside and recognized that we need help. Even if we don't need it, it's very nice to have. But now, and plus, you belong to a group.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yep. You're.
And that's what I said. You know, it's amazing, too, because we've been having a lot of meetings lately just about different programs. I think what's great, too, is that we've been doing a lot of collaboration with other departments. You know, I was just at a meeting with Parks and SWAMA department, and we were all sitting there meeting because we were trying to do this group effort, because one piece was involving kids, one piece was involving seniors. So we were all trying to figure out a way to do this intergenerational event, and we're trying to do more of that in the town, which I think is great because it does bring the whole community together. And you get to know, you know, and it keeps you alive and fresh and, you know, and enjoying.
And that's one thing I really, not giving anybody personal credit, but Judy has pulled together a cohesive. Everybody wants to work together. And like you're saying, you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
And then you have to bring in Parks and
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Everybody.
I mean, you look around the table, and I was thinking that just this week, I was like, you know, it's so great. Everyone has an idea, and that each department each has access to certain resources. So you're able to kind of pull all those pieces together and have really a great event. And, you know, what I think is great about Project Independence is that, you know, seniors, residents, you're paying taxes. You don't have children necessarily that are in school anymore.
Right.
You know, so Project Independence is yours, you know, and that's what we're here, you know, to listen to you and to create programs that, you know, you want that you're interested in. So it's really amazing.
To give a plug for the radio show, which is really a compliment to Christina, when you listen to all the people that you've gone through here, that's right. It. You're putting everybody together in the town. And when you hear somebody talk about Shelter Rock, now there was a program coming up with Lauren. And then you'll say, wait, but a month ago there was somebody else on. And you just say, you put it together piece by piece. It's one collaborative effort, which is important.
As I said, because there's so much going on. And it's hard to keep track of everything or to know what's going on. So it's our duty to get the word out there so you could, you know, keep yourself active and knowledgeable, which is great. And speaking of that, you know, another thing, you know, the landmark on Main Street in Port Washington has these afternoon teas that are free. There's light refreshments served at each of them, and it's every Wednesday. And Wednesday, August 26th at 2 p.m., they're going to be showing the film High Society, which should be really nice. It's a beautiful theater. Like I said, you know, you get out. It's Port Washington. It's a very nice area
as
well.
It's easy to get to. Yeah. It's on a main street.
Exactly. And it's fun. And like I said, like, it's you get out there, you meet new people, and it's really something fun to do. So check that out.
Oh, it's wonderful. They really do a lot of great things there.
Yeah, I'm sure all the seniors have seen the movie, but it wasn't last week, you know.
No, it's always fun too. You know, it's a little nostalgic thing you can go and see, and it's
And some of those movies are great. They really are.
They're timeless. Absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah.
This I thought was great, you know, because in getting prepared for the show, you look at all these different press releases, and it's hard to keep up sometimes all the amazing things that actually go on in the town. But Clark Botanic Garden is one of the parks within North Hempstead that's absolutely beautiful, and I recommend everyone go and see the grounds of there. It's just phenomenal. But there's actually a program the town's been offering for volunteers with special needs. And they've been pairing up with different professionals and doing these beautiful gardens and helping out and feeling a part of it, which I think, and you know, these individuals that are volunteering, you know, they might have vision and hearing loss, you know, intellectual disabilities. And it's really just nice. You know, they get to sit there and they plant all these things with people who are, you know, you're paired with someone who's knowledgeable in the field. And it was a beautiful press release about someone's story, and I recommend everyone to check it out because, you know, I'll get teary-eyed talking about it. But it was just nice because, like I said, it's really just trying to bring the entire community together,
right?
You know, which is just it's an amazing thing. You know, like I said, you know, we're talking about seniors, we're talking about children. You know, here it's making everybody feel that they're
nobody's
a
left
part
out
of
in this town. That's the end of it.
Absolutely.
The end result is nobody's left out.
So it's just, and I really, they do walking tours at Clark Botanic Garden. It's just, it's phenomenal.
It's a wonderful
so I recommend
place.
Everyone goes there. And it's small enough, but you can still, you know, get
it's small enough, but you're going to spend an hour.
Right.
It's fun. It's nice.
Yeah.
It really, it's a beautiful place.
It's
is there,
a,
I, you know, I don't know,
because
I've been there on numerous occasions. Is there a fee? I don't remember.
No.
Okay, I really don't remember.
I don't believe. Don't call me. I'm almost positive there is not a fee.
And if there is, it's $5.
Yeah.
But I don't.
No,
I think
I'm
the parking
sure
there,
not.
I think you just
yeah.
float around.
Yeah.
It's free. Okay.
And I know you could even, like, rent, which I think is beautiful because I've actually gotten, there's a little house that has, you know, different tables. You could have events there. And that's amazing, too. I actually went there for something, and they had the doors open, and it was such a nice little spot. So that you could actually rent out, I know. But it's definitely something to check out. You know, it's very fun. And Halloween time, there's the spooky walk there,
right.
is always, I remember when I was a little girl, that was always my go-to thing to go to with my family. So
we went last year. With my
did
grandson.
The not-so's, do you went to the not-so's?
No, we went
walk?
To the spooky one, but then they said, don't go. And they said, this, I mean, he was four.
Yeah.
So we hung out outside because they had some students from Hofstra with telescopes. I think it was Hofstra. So we looked at the stars, and they said, you know, it's really not appropriate.
Yeah.
For don't bring him into it.
Yes, that's for the not-so-spooky walk you can go to. And they know another, we were talking, like, last week, there was actually the animal shelter for North Hempstead waived the fees, adoption fees, which was great. And then coming up, there's going to be, the town's going to offer a free rabies clinic. You could bring your dogs and your cats to come and get this at the animal shelter. It's going to actually be at the Yes We Can Community Center on Wednesday, September 30th, which is day of our conference, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It should really, it's really nice, you know, because that's something that you can just go, you know, it's be free, you know, you say, why not
right,
go?
Right, right.
You can get your animals taken care of because, you know, rabies can be a very serious disease. So it's just nice. I said, you know, the supervisor and the whole town board, you know, they care about the animals too. That's what we always laugh. You know, and we were just talking about too with the Parks Department, you know, all these, a lot of parks now in North Hempstead are pet friendly, which I think is nice too, because like I said, it's no one's left behind. There you go. You know?
It isn't. Nobody is
it's
left
really,
behind.
It's quite amazing.
And the other thing too, just because we're almost out of time, all this stuff is done with a conservative budget that is approved by all the council
right.
people collectively. So we're not saying, oh, sure, you know, the supervisor is going to be raising taxes.
Yeah.
This works
right.
within a budget.
No,
and all these programs
is
we're finding every dollar and using
right.
it efficiently.
And I think that's what's so important about collaborating. Because something, you know, you think like, okay, I want to do this. You know, if you pull together those people that have access
exactly.
to these different programs or different staff, you pull it together and you could, you know, make a great event. So it's
that's a very important thing.
Yeah.
As a double waste of
right.
money. You put it together,
yeah.
you're saving half the money.
Absolutely.
And actually, time is up. It's amazing. Sabina, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm going to see you in town. You know that. And you've been listening to the Christina Liu Show here on 88.1 FM. Everybody have a safe week, and we'll be back next Friday.